Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and brought to us by Certified Angus Beef, we welcome in Evander Holyfield, the former heavyweight champion of the world. Evander, thanks for joining us on the show. Do we have him?
Hello.
Evander.
Yes.
How you doing this morning, friend?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry, what did you say there, Evander? We couldn't hear you.
I'm doing great.
Great. Evander Holyfield from Certified Angus Beef. He's with Chef Michael, who's cooking up bits for people on Radio Row. Evander, first off, my first question I've always wanted to ask you is, how many takes did it take for you to do the SportsCenter commercial with Charlie Steiner, telling him to come out and get his whooping?
Oh, that was easy. That was one take. That's all it took.
I think that's good. We've heard, you know, Michael Jordan wasn't so good with Gatorade. So that's good that you could get that down in one take. I had a question for you because obviously you're at Radio Row and football, top of everyone's mind down there. We're talking about football last year. Browns take Baker Mayfield. This year, there's a Holyfield in this draft. Elijah Holyfield had a terrific year in college football and was one of those that really put everybody on notice. First of all, did you ever think there'd be offspring of yours that would be getting this type of hype and not in the sport that you were involved with?
Well, yes, you know, Elijah, I was good in football and boxing. But, you know, I was a late bloomer. I grew late. And, you know, I graduated high school at 147 pounds by 5'9". Then after that, I started growing. But I guess in every situation, Elijah been a good football player. He's been playing ever since he was 4 years old. And, you know, he played football and he boxed. He did both of them real well, so eventually he said he was going to play football, and he did real well in high school, and in college he did good.
Did you have a preferred sport of choice for you? I know we've got, you know, a former NFL football player at this station, and he's had to talk about whether or not he wants his son to go into football and potentially deal with that. Obviously, boxers, even though it's regulated and it's as safe as it's ever been, it's still guys getting punched in the head repeatedly at times. Did you have a sport where you wanted to steer him towards?
Well, not really, because we don't live under that thing which you call fear. You know, I believe that, you know, we believe in praying, and this is how we come the very best.
Evander Holyfield joining us on the show, former heavyweight champion. What do you think of the state of boxing as it is, professional boxing right now? Because for a lot of fans out there, it doesn't seem to be as big as when you were in your prime.
Well, it's not, and because we have to, you know, beef up the amateur program again. We got to get people to see this boxing on free television, where the kids who box is the kind of inner city kids that probably not going to go to college, but they start at a young age. And right now, they're not getting the opportunity to start at a young age.
Do you think back in the day, if mixed martial arts was something as prominent as it is today, if there were the paydays today, if maybe it were involved in Olympics, obviously we know you were a proud Olympian. Do you think you would have maybe gone towards something like that?
Well, not really, because my mama didn't like for us to kick each other and stuff like that. But, you know, we can punch each other, but we couldn't put our foot on it. And that was kind of like disrespectful to, you know, to kick someone.
Evander Holyfield joining us on the show. So what are you doing right now? What are you up to? Other than the Certified Angus Beef, what are your days filled with, Evander? Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Hear that? He just doesn't like talking about his current days. That's okay. Evander Holyfield brought to us by Certified Angus Beef, and now we'll put that back on hold.
We didn't get to Chef Michael.
I don't know if we're going to get to Chef Michael.
I thought that was the whole point of doing this, was to talk to Chef Michael from Angus Beef.
That one isn't going to go on the old. Let's see if we can get
him
again.
I'm disappointed.
Why? We didn't get
to talk to the chef.
Well, maybe we'll get a chance to. Evander, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
We got Evander again, baby, the former heavyweight champion of the world. Well, once a heavyweight champ, always
can knock
a
him down
champ.
Once. He's going to get back up.
Okay, so tell me real quick, what are you up to today? All right, not just today, but what are you doing every day now? You've been retired. You've been working, doing some other things. What are you up to?
Well, you know, I'm here with Certified Anger Beef, and I have my chef Michael with me.
I'm a Northeast Ohio guy. I'm
Wait,
with the champ.
Whoa! Wait a minute. All right. Get Chef Michael there. Okay, Chef Michael, we're at Northeast Ohio.
The world headquarters of Certified Angus Beef in beautiful Worcester, Ohio.
Oh,
that's right.
My
right.
God, yes. Home of the Generals. I cannot believe this.
You know the Generals.
So yeah. you're at Super Bowl 53. You're cutting up bits with everybody.
Super Bowl 53, yes, sir.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how has Evander been doing with everybody this morning? I know it's early for beef, but everybody's enjoying it.
He can handle all the punches that are thrown at him, as you know, like a champ does.
That's
so we're walking around serving these people. You know, media row, you've probably been here. You understand what it's like. These guys get maybe Doritos or something like that during the day, and they're lucky to eat anything with any substance. So every time he has an interview, we're putting down a steak in front of them, a Certified Angus Beef brand strip steak. So inspired by the champ, we're putting down the best you can put.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Now, we wish we could be there. So we're going to have to either make a trip to Worcester or have you come up to Cleveland and do this. So if
head to Giant Eagle. You guys got them all over. Head to your local grocery store.
No, I want to see you. I want to see you. I'm coming to Worcester.
All right, we'll be up there and we'll grill some steaks for you.
All right, if we were to, because we've had Michael Simon on before, if we were to put you two in a competition on who could grill this up better, who would you pick?
If I were to pick Michael Simon or myself?
Yes.
Come on. That's not a fair fight.
You got to pick you. You got to pick you.
The real effort is in the steak and how long it takes to get there. A chef can mess it up in 10 minutes. The real effort is what our ranchers do all over this country.
Chef Michael from Certified Angus Beef and Evander Holyfield joining us on the show. Evander, can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many times are you asked about your ear in a given day?
How many times after what?
How many times are you asked about your ear in a given day? He couldn't hear me.
About 10 or 11 times, but no problem.
The day's early. What time is it?
Okay, so after all these years have gone by, it's obviously something. It's one of the greatest sports spectacles anybody can ever imagine, because back then everybody got the pay-per-view. Everybody had the house party. It was like the Super Bowl every time there was a fight with Mike or with you. All these years later, can you joke about it? Do you see Mike Tyson? Can you joke about it, or is there no joking about something like this?
Yeah, you know, it's a joke and all the time, because you know what? Mike take pictures with, you know, like he biting people ear, and it's okay. I mean, just something that happens. Sometimes people don't. It's how you handle it.
Evander Holyfield joining us on the show. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I can't believe I got to ask these dumb questions, but I have to ask you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad did it hurt when he first bit your ear off?
10.
You see the reaction?
Evander, I'm sorry. It was a 10.
I'm struggling to bite it back.
I thought you'd say, well, you know, the adrenaline, testosterone, all that would be pumping. I didn't feel a thing. No, you're like, no, it really hurt.
Oh, yeah, it did. You didn't see how I jumped. Did you see how I jumped?
I'm sorry, Evander. I'm supposed to ask and I had to ask it. I'm getting killed for it. I know it's going to happen. All right, Evander, enjoy the day. Enjoy Super Bowl 53. We hope we get a chance to talk to you and Chef Michael some other time down the line. All the very best to you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Chef Mike.
Former heavyweight.
I thought it was terrific having Chef Mike on. Anytime you can get Certified Angus Expert. I mean, basically said, yeah, you can bring your Michael Simons all you want. I'm going to kick their ass into oblivion when it comes to cooking up the Certified Angus Beef Steak. I want to see it now. I think we have got fighting words there from Chef Mike. Anytime we can have Chef Mike on, let's do that again.
I don't think that could have worked out any better.
Wait a minute.
Of you asking the question.
Here are my takeaways.
Of what was it like to have your ear bitten off, and he didn't hear you.
Because everybody. Well,
that could not have worked out any better.
Could you guys stop for... he writes it up on the board. Someone's got to ask the question. So Lima and I are just in a duel about
we don't want to ask the question.
Who's going to ask him about his ear? Which one's going to ask him about the ear? So eventually Lima goes, you know what? No, I'm going to bring on Chef Michael. And I went, fine. He brought on the chef.
It was time to bring on Chef Mike. It's the guy everybody wanted to hear from. He's a Northeast Ohio resident. I had so many questions about certified Angus beef. I didn't even know where to start or where to end.
I wanted to ask him about Worcester. We didn't have enough time.
Yeah, we didn't even have a chance to get to Worcester.
It would have been funny if Chef Mike had also had his ear bitten off.
He had the other one bitten off.
They actually have matching ears.
They actually share an ear. They have the studio stereo sound.
They only need one set of headphones.
That's so true. I asked him, hey, what was it like having your ear bitten off? Huh?
What?
Okay, I got to tell you, while many will say that was our worst interview ever, and they're not wrong,
it's not the worst.
I think in many ways that was also the best interview we've ever had.
It's not even close to the worst. We had Lenny Dykstra on. Allegedly altered. So don't even say that was the worst interview.
Owen, get us more of those types of interviews right now on Radio Row. I want the rest of the show to be filled with those confusing, no one can hear each other. We got to bring on the pitch man from the company and ask him questions like anybody cares. I want more of those interviews right now, and I think our listeners do too.
Give me the MyPillow guy with Buster Douglas coming up next, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.